are we thinking about this the right way as we talk about just cutting regulations? Both sides of the aisle are looking at it that way.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think if you look at most rules, they're addressing legitimate goals. So President Obama's plan to cut out stupid rules like, I mean, there's certainly a lot of those too, like treating oil spills the same as oil, I mean, milk spills the same as oil spills, the one thing they're changing. You know, and so that's a perfectly good thing to do, but it doesn't add up to that much in the scheme of things. And the Republicans keep implying that government does all these things that nobody wants, and therefore you can just cut out agencies or cut out, you know, regulations with a meat cleaver. And that's never going to work. I mean, you know, no American wants the water to be dirty or the air to be dirty or the workplaces to be unsafe or, you know, or whatever. There may be some areas of regulation that people can disagree about, but by and large, you need government oversight for fair markets and the like. Having said that, it's hard to find anybody, including within government, who doesn't think that the rules work very stupidly. And so my take on this is that, by and large, government addresses legitimate goals in a very stupid way.
How do you change the mindset? It sounds like this is a mindset issue. How do you change that mindset to getting people to think about what the end result is, which is to actually go about the business of protecting people or facilitating behavior that you want to see facilitated?
Yeah, I think there are a number of shifts in the mindset required, but the biggest one is to move away from regulation as an implementation tool towards more of an open framework where it sets goals and guiding principles. And I'll give an example or two. And you give responsibility to officials to enforce the law, and if there's a dispute, and there will be a lot of disputes, you have a much more efficient way of resolving those disputes. So, for example, OSHA, the Worker Safety Agency, has thousands of rules that tell people exactly what kind of saw and ladder to have and, you know, make sure the light bulbs work in the stairwell. I mean, it's unbelievable the level of detail that OSHA has. Well, most of those rules, or many of them, could be replaced by a general principle, something like this. Tools and equipment shall be reasonably suited for the use intended in accord with industry standards. I mean, that's whatever it is, two lines long. Now, there are industry standards for ladders and saws and stuff, and those are applicable. You know, somebody who's setting up a factory knows that they can't buy a dime store hammer, you know, for major, you know, construction work with a hammer. But they probably could buy a dime store hammer for the manager to use to tack up pictures in his office. And so it allows people to use their judgment in meeting that general goal. And it allows the foreman and the safety inspector, when they get together, to actually focus on safety, you know, where the accidents happen, all that, not focus on a 4,000 list, you know, checklist. Is the light bulb on? Check. You know, is the closet tidy? Check.
As I think about the regulatory situation, though, Mr. Howard, I think about a friend of mine who used to be in commercial real estate, and he said you can tell all of the things that have happened to a landlord over the years by reading his lease. And what he was getting at was when a landlord would get burned by something, he would put a clause in the lease to prevent that from happening to him again. Theoretically, where we are today, regulation-wise, is the same concept. Something has happened at some point along the way, and so a regulation has been put in place to prevent that from happening again. So I wonder if by going through and simplifying this to the level that you have, it doesn't maybe give people a whole lot of wiggle room to by not having some specificity there.
Sure, it does. And there will be fights. But in my world, I give the presumption to the government. So if there's a fight and it's 50-50, the government wins. You know, but But the object should always be, in each case, well, how do we create a safe workplace, you know, that's effective and doesn't use up, you know, doesn't waste money. And the way to do it, and there are lots of people who've studied this, is to actually focus on the culture of safety in the workplace. It's training and stuff. It's really not so much the physical equipment and tools. They're relevant, but not the most important. And instead, what we have is a regulatory system that's a compliance-based system where everybody's so scared that somebody's going to wiggle out of something that everybody has to go through the day with their noses in a rule book. And what happens figuratively is they trip over the bus saw because they're focusing on the wrong thing. So yes, you have to accept a certain amount of disagreement, especially, I would say, that different people maybe are even treated differently. You can't have a perfectly uniform system. Life's too complex. So I think regulation should be practical, and it should be allow people, starting in government, to use their judgment about right and wrong, and make it kind of understandable to people. And I think today there are 180 million words, something like that, of binding federal law and regulation. You know, humans don't have hard drives. We don't have, 8 gigs of RAM, and we can't sort through all of that stuff. So you need to have regulation actually be comprehensible to the people, to everybody who's trying to deal with it. I mean, just think of the Constitution. The Constitution is 10 pages long. It has all kinds of important concepts in. People argue about them all the time, and yet people generally know that there's a right of free speech. They generally know that government can't barge into your home. You know, that's important stuff, those 10 pages. And regulation needs to be a little bit more like that.